这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm glad that you're with me for our program today. Jewels from the Internet is set up so that you can hear new English words. And if they already are known to you, then we'll review some of the English words that you already know. I like to tell a story or read a story or some information, and that way I can go back and I can give you meanings to the words or spellings to the words, or you can hear how I pronounce the English word. That way you can learn your English a little bit better. That's what I hope to happen anyway. You know, I like to hear from you, and I like to have people write me letters and tell me if the programs that we're doing are beneficial to you. That means that if they are giving you some new English words and meanings of words. I like to hear from you, and at the end of our program today, I am going to give you an address that you can write to me. And I promise to write you back. It might take a while because I'm very busy, but I will promise to write you back. If you use my email address, I do promise to write you back on the email also. Now, if you should want the books, Jewels from the Internet, you'll have to also give me a mailing address so that I can put them in the mail to you. So remember, if you're emailing me, you still have to give me a mailing address just so that I can communicate with you via my books. That means with my books. Now, what I do is I take all the little stories that I read on the air and I put them into little books so that you can have your own copy if you want one. And I number the books and I number the stories so that if you especially like story number 300, you can ask for story number 300, and I will make sure that you get the book that has story 300 in it. Now, if you want them all, that's fine too. We're up to book number 12. So if you want all 12 books, just write to me and ask, and I'll be glad to send them to you. Today on our program, I am going to read and discuss a story that's called Great Story. It doesn't have a real nice name, does it? But it tells you that it's a great story. And it is. It's a very emotional story. It's a sad story, but yet it's also a happy story because something good happened in it. It's called Great Story, and it's number 410. That's 410 in book 12. Let me read it to you. In Phoenix, Arizona, a 26-year-old mother stared down at her 6-year-old son, who was dying of terminal leukemia. Although her heart was filled with sadness, she also had a strong feeling of determination. Like any parent, she wanted her child to grow up and fulfill all his dreams. Now, that was no longer possible. The leukemia would see to that. But she still wanted her son's dreams to come true. She took her son's hand and asked, "Billy, did you ever think about what you wanted to be once you grew up? Did you ever dream and wish what you would do with your life?" "Mummy, I always wanted to be a fireman when I grew up." Mum smiled back and said, "Let's see if we can make your wish come true." Later that day, she went to her local fire department in Phoenix, Arizona, where she met Fireman Bob, who had a heart as big as Phoenix. She explained her son's final wish and asked if it might be possible to give her 6-year-old son a ride around the block on a fire engine. Fireman Bob said, "Look, we can do better than that. If you'll have your son ready at 7 o'clock Wednesday morning, we'll make him an honorary fireman for the whole day. He can come down to the fire station, eat with us, go out on all the fire calls, the whole nine yards. And if you'll just give us his sizes, we'll get a real fire uniform for him, with a real fire hat with the emblem of the Phoenix Fire Department on it, a yellow slicker like we wear, and rubber boots. They're all manufactured right here in Phoenix, so we can get them fast. 3 days later, Fireman Bob picked up Billy, dressed him in his fire uniform, and escorted him from his hospital bed to the waiting hook and ladder truck. Billy got to sit on the back of the truck and help steer it back to the fire station. He was in heaven. There were 3 fire calls in Phoenix that day, and Billy got to go out on all 3 calls. He rode in the different fire engines, the paramedics' van, and even the fire chief's car. He was also videotaped for the local news program. Having his dream come true with all the love and attention that was lavished upon him so deeply touched Billy that he lived 3 months longer than any doctor thought possible. One night, all of his vital signs began to drop dramatically, and the head nurse, who believed in the hospice concept that no one should die alone, began to call the family members to the hospital. Then she remembered the day Billy had spent as a fireman, so she called the fire chief and asked if it would be possible to send a fireman in uniform to the hospital to be with Billy as he made his transition. The chief replied, "We can do better than that. We'll be there in 5 minutes. Will you please do me a favor? When you hear the sirens screaming and see the lights flashing, will you announce over the PA system that there is not a fire? It's just the fire department coming to see one of its finest members one more time. And will you open the window to his room?" About 5 minutes later, a hook and ladder truck arrived at the hospital and extended its ladder up to Billy's 3rd floor open window. 16 firefighters climbed up the ladder into Billy's room. With his mother's permission, they hugged him and held him and told him how much they loved him. With his dying breath, Billy looked up at the fire chief and said, "Chief, am I really a fireman now?" "Billy, you are, and the head chief, Jesus, is holding your hand," the chief said. With those words, Billy smiled and said, "I know. He's been holding my hand all day, and the angels have been singing." He closed his eyes one last time. I did tell you that it was a very emotional story, didn't I? You know, it's very sad when a small child is very, very ill and sometimes dies. But yet there was a good thing that happened in this story. I found that people can be very, very nice if something needs to be done. And in this story, it was a very nice gesture on the fire department's part. They did something that this little boy would never forget. And more importantly, his mother would never forget it either. Well, let's go back to the beginning and we'll go through and see if there's some words that maybe you don't know. First of all, I'll start telling you about Phoenix, Arizona. Now, that's a large city in Arizona, which is one of the states of the United States. Now, Phoenix, I think, is the capital city of Arizona, so it's a very large city. Maybe not as large as Hong Kong or Beijing. I know that it's not that large, but it might be 1 million or 1.5 million people. And it's out in the desert, so it's very hot there. If you have a chance to look on a map of the United States, it's in the southwestern part. It's kind of across from Texas and across from California. So it's in Arizona. Well, this mother was very young, wasn't she? She was only 26 years old, and her son, I think, was 6, so she had her child when she was very young. Well, it says that she stared down at him. When you stare, that means that you're looking. You don't blink, you just kind of look in that same spot for a long time. She stared down at her 6-year-old son. Let me spell stared for you. S-T-A-R-E-D. And that means to look at without blinking, just looking for a long time. Stared. S-T-A-R-E-D. Well, she was watching him and he was dying. That means he wasn't going to live very long, of terminal leukemia. Now, leukemia is a disease, it's a disease of the blood, I believe, and it's a bad illness. It's not one that you usually recover from, leukemia. I guess you certainly can recover from it, but in this case, this little boy was not going to recover from it because it was terminal. And that's what it means. If it's a terminal disease, it means it's not curable. Terminal, T-E-R-M-I-N-A-L. So if the disease is not going to get better by any of the modern medicine, and it's terminal, that means that the person will eventually die. Terminal, T-E-R-M-I-N-A-L. Let me also spell leukemia for you. I said it's a type of disease. L-E-U-K-E-M-I-A. Leukemia. L-E-U-K-E-M-I-A. Well, her heart was filled with sadness. That means that she was very, very sad. Her heart was breaking. Only a mother that has gone through this, I'm sure, can testify to that. Her heart was filled with sadness, but she was also very determined. It says that she also had a strong feeling of determination. Now, determination is firmness of purpose. You're going to do something. You have a lot of willpower to do something. Or it can also mean that you're very persistent in what you want to have done. So determination, it means to be persistent and have willpower to get something done. Let me spell determination for you. D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Determination. D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Well, she wanted to find out what her son thought that he would like to be when he grew up. So she also wanted him to fulfill all his dreams. Do little children have dreams of what they would like to do when they grow up? I think so. Maybe not so much in this day and age where there's so many things to choose from for a career. But you know, a lot of times people or children will think about what it would be like to do a certain job. I always wanted to be a secretary when I was a little child. I never really was a trained secretary. I've done that kind of work, but I was never trained to do it. But I always thought it would be really fun to do that when I grew up. Well, this little boy wanted to his mother wanted him to fulfill all his dreams. That just means to be able to do all the things that he wanted to. Fulfill means to do something, okay? Fulfill. F-U-L-F-I-L-L. But the mother knew that this was no longer possible. That would mean that it wouldn't happen. It was not going to happen. It was no longer possible. The leukemia would see to that. This was such a bad disease that it would make him pass away or make him die at an early age. But she still wanted her son's dreams to come true. Here to come true would mean to happen. She still wanted those dreams to happen. So she asked her son, "Did you ever dream and wish what you would like to do with your life?" Dream and wish, that means to think about and want something. Did you ever think and want something better to happen with your life? Well, of course, he had an answer, didn't he? He said, "Oh, I always wanted to be a fireman." Well, a fireman is a special person that takes a lot of training and goes and puts fires out or goes and helps people that are in burning buildings. Firemen are important, aren't they? Let me spell fireman for you. F-I-R-E-M-A-N, fireman. Now, if you have more than one fireman, you have many, so it would be firemen. F-I-R-E-M-E-N. Well, she said to him, "I want to see if your wish can come true." And that's what she meant by determination. She was going to make it happen. So she went to her local fire department. Now, local means in the place where she lived. If you've lived in a big city, you know that there are many fire stations around the city. But you have a local one, don't you? The one that's closest to where you live. Local. L-O-C-A-L. Local. Well, a department, a fire department, that means there's a group of people who work together to make up one department. So the local one is the one that's closest to where you live. And it's the whole group of people that work in the fire station. Well, she found a fireman named Bob. And it says he had a heart as big as Phoenix. That just means he was very kind and loving, and he would do anything for anybody. And the expression here is, he has a heart as big as Phoenix. That means he would do anything possible, and he would do it as much as he could. Phoenix is a very big city, and so what they're trying to say here is that he had a huge heart, a big heart. Well, she explained, or she told him, her son's final wish. Now, final usually means last. So final, F-I-N-A-L, final. And asked if it would be possible just to have her son ride on a fire engine. Now, we say fire engine, but we really mean is the fire truck. The whole truck, not just the engine, because that's usually in the front, isn't it? But we use those words interchangeably, one instead of the other, lots of times. So the fire engine or the fire truck. Well, the fireman, like he had this huge heart, he said, "We can do better than that. We will make him an honorary fireman." To be honorary means that you really haven't gone to school to do it. So you're not really a true fireman, but you're given the name as an honor, something that you can do and you can be, but you don't have to go to school to learn how. So you can get an honorary degree, can't you, sometimes? I know sometimes movie people get honorary degrees. That means they might get a law degree, but the school has only given it to them in name only. They would not be able to practice law because they haven't learned how to do it. But this little boy was going to be an honorary fireman for a whole day. Let me spell honorary for you. H-O-N-O-R-A-R-Y. H-O-N-O-R-A-R-Y. Honorary. That means you're given that position as an honor, something that you can be given without having to take courses and learn how. Well, they said he could come down to the fire station. That's where the trucks are kept, aren't they? The fire station. And he can do whatever we do. Go and eat with us. He can go out on fire calls. And the whole nine yards. Now that's an expression that maybe you haven't heard. Have you heard that expression, the whole nine yards? It doesn't really mean 9 yards. It means that he can do everything that we do. He won't be left out of anything. He can do all of the things that we are going to do. the whole nine yards. So it's an expression that we use just to say they can do exactly the same thing as us. And also, he asked for the sizes that the little boy wore, the clothing sizes, how big he was or how small he was. And they were going to get him a real fire uniform. Now, a uniform means that everybody looks the same. I know that you know what uniform is because if you take a look at any of your army or military, they all are in uniform, aren't they? They dress alike. They walk alike. They march at the same time. They look like they're one, don't they, when they march? They're in uniform. So this little boy was going to get a fire uniform. Let me spell uniform for you. UNIFORM. 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 They were going to give him the clothes that the firemen wore. They were going to give him a real fire hat. You know, firemen wear special hats, don't they? They're usually a very hard hat because if they go into a place that's burning, things might fall on their head. And so they have to have a very hard, protective hat. So they were going to get him a real fireman's hat. And it was going to even have the emblem of the Phoenix Fire Department on it. What is an emblem? Let me spell it for you. E-M-B-L-E-M. Emblem. E-M-B-L-E-M. Now that could be a symbol, or it could be a logo or a crest. You know, most of you know what a logo is. L-O-G-O. That's usually the name of the clothing company that makes a certain kind of shirt, or the brand name of shoes, or the brand name of anything. The logo. You may put a logo or a crest or a symbol on something. Well, they were going to use the logo or the emblem of the Phoenix Fire Department on this little boy's real fire hat. They were also going to get him a yellow slicker, like the one they wore. Now, what's a yellow slicker? Yellow, of course, is the color, isn't it? But what's a slicker? Do you know? Well, you know, if it rains outside, you put a raincoat on, right? And firemen always have a special kind of raincoat. It's usually a thick rubber. They're all the same color. They have reflective tape on them, so in the dark, if the light shines on them, you can see them. And so that's what a slicker is. It's a raincoat. It's probably not a word that you've ever heard before. But a rain slicker is a fire... rain slicker is a coat that you would wear over your clothes when it's raining out. Okay? Let me spell slicker for you. S-L-I-C-K-E-R. Slicker. S-L-I-C-K-E-R. And, of course, when you have a special coat in the rain, you have special boots, don't you? And usually the firemen, even if they don't have their coat on, they usually wear a certain kind of boot. But if it's raining, they wear rubber boots. Those are made out of plastic or rubber also, so that they protect their feet. Firemen go into places that's hot, so they need something to protect their feet. And in the rain, you also need something to protect your feet, so they were going to get rubber boots. The firemen said that all of the things that a fireman wore were made or manufactured right there in Phoenix, so they could get them really fast. That's why he asked the mother to give him the boy's sizes. I said manufactured was the same as made. So let me spell manufactured for you. M-A-N-U-F-A-C-T-U-R-E-D. Manufactured, or to make something. Well, you know, I just looked at my time. Time goes by so fast when I'm reading you stories. And I hope that the time goes by fast for you, but I hope that you have a chance to learn something while we're doing this. I know from the letters that I get that some of you are learning some important new words to add to your English vocabulary. And that makes me happy because then I know that I'm doing a good job. And I truly hope that you are learning some words. I do not have time today to finish this story, so on our next program, I will come back and start right where I left off on this program. Remember, it's called Great Story, and it was 410. I do have to give you my address so that you can write to me. If you're going to put something in the mail, I need you to put down to Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, and the address is Kowloon Central, Post Office Box 71030 in Hong Kong. But let me spell that for you, because that's kind of long, isn't it? Kowloon Central, capital K-O-W-L-O-O-N, Kowloon Central, C-E-N-T-R-A-L. Post Office Box, you can put P-O Box, B-O-X, and the number is 71030 in Hong Kong. Now, if you have a computer and you have internet, you can email me some mail. The address is zhaomeng@vohc.com. And I'll spell that for you, too. zhaomeng@vohc.com. You know, I have to go for today, but I hope that you'll come back for the next program of Jewels from the Internet, where we will finish our story that we started on this program. Bye for now.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 AIDE 艾德 @vohc.cn。谢谢您今天的收听，再见。